Hello everyone, welcome again to another Word for Today with Ray. And before we begin, let's go to the Lord in prayer. Heavenly Father, it's always such a joy to know that you are sovereign God, that you have a plan for our lives, and that you're working it out even when we can't see all the details yet. I pray, Lord, today as we study the book of Esther, that you will teach us more about you and your son Jesus and your ways, and that we somehow, Lord, would be able to be given the power to live according to those ways, that we might be pleasing in your eyes. Lead us by your Holy Spirit into your truth, we pray, in Jesus' name. Amen. The title to today's lesson is Another Message to Mordecai. It's taken from the book of Esther, chapter 4, and verse 10. The dialogue between Esther and Mordecai has begun through Esther's chamberlain named Hatak. Esther wondered what and why Mordecai was sitting at the palace gate in sackcloth and ashes. And Mordecai desired that Esther know that the Jews were under an order of execution beginning on the 13th day of the month of Adar. In chapter 4 and verse 10 of the book of Esther, we see that this conversation had to be extended beyond one visit. We read, "Again Esther spake unto Hatak, and gave him commandment unto Mordecai." This verse begins with the word "again." It means that it took more than one time. There had to be something additional, or another opportunity must be taken to remedy or enjoin. The complete thought here is, again Esther spake unto Hatak. She considered Mordecai's response about the destruction of the Jews, and although she had the general idea of what he desired, she wished for more details. This required that she speak to Hatak, who by now must feel like a middleman between Esther and Mordecai. The verse continues, "and gave him commandment unto Mordecai." Once again, Esther uses her authority to gain information from Mordecai. Hatak is her assigned servant, and although he has acquired the initial information from Mordecai, she has some further concerns with what Mordecai was requesting of her. Now, this may once again be one of those verses that seems to be somewhat insignificant. We may look at it as only transitional, as managing a conversation between two people who are and not able to meet, and are not able to meet together face to face because communication was more complicated in those days. We know they didn't have telephones or computers with which to communicate, so this was the best way for that time period. Nonetheless, as we consider this part of the whole plan of God to save the Jews, even the tiniest detail has significance. Sometimes we need greater clarification about the details when we hear from someone else. And the word "again" applies to our situations. The marvel of the Word of God is that the Almighty does not let one detail go to waste. In His divine tapestry, every string and thread is important, and even when we deem something not so important, He is busy at work using it to accomplish His will. Next time, we will see Esther's concern about appearing before the king. So read ahead, and we shall join together then. Until tomorrow, there is more. And may the Lord bless you and keep you. May He make His face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up His countenance upon you and give you peace as you continue to study His word. In Jesus' name.